we have planned our February clinic based on what we are getting right now from the state as far as allocations, the number of vaccines that we're getting. And of course, we split that 50-50 with Genesis. So they're getting 100 doses, we're getting 100 doses. And we set up our clinics for February, and by 10:30 yesterday morning, all of those appointments were filled. And we're letting everybody know that, you know, we don't know really honestly from week to week how much we're going to get. This is the assumption we're making based on what we've been seeing. The state has told us that they anticipate those amounts of vaccine will increase, and as that happens, then we are going to definitely increase either the length of our clinics or add clinics. So that's why we're really encouraging folks to tune into WRMJ, check our Facebook page or our website for those updates, because that's how we're communicating those to the community.
And then to back up, once you get the first dose of the vaccine, you're in the system to receive the second dose, so you don't have to worry about these additional clinics. When you talk about the clinic announcement, you're talking about the first dose, right?
Absolutely. Thank you for clarifying that. Yeah, that's exactly it. The once you have had the vaccine, like you said, you're in the system, those allocations are already set aside for that next dose. So that's not something that we're trying to scramble and fill both the first and second, you know, and so that's how they have set it up at the state level. So we get our allocation for whatever they're going to give us for first dose, but that second dose is already set aside for those who are in need of a second dose. And on that subject, if when people came in for those clinics, those phase 1As came in for their clinic and they were asked to call back and schedule an appointment, I know next week starts that. So if folks want to call in that were due for next week and schedule an appointment, they're welcome to do so.